PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Said it was gonna be easy.
Yeah, I might not be the hero you asked for, but I'm the one you got.
I'm the one you got. That's one of my favorite lines ever. All the time.
I'm not the hero
not
you
the
needed.
One this city deserves, but it's the one it gets or whatever.
That's what it's the one you got. Yeah,
you'd be my hero if you would just do the intro of the
you
show.
You can be my hero, baby.
I can take away the pain. Oh, yeah. I was going to say the pain of Potomac's episode.
Oh, because now we have to go into the pain of New York.
Woo.
Okay. Are you going to introduce the show or just going to do whatever? I don't care.
I'm
Leon. I know what love is. And these ladies do whatever they want.
Welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Allison.
Okay. There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Look, here's the deal. I'm feeling triggered. And I hate everything about what happened this week.
I texted you because I watched it before you.
I audibly sent you a message and I said, I am 13 minutes in and I'm ready to blow my brains out.
I was afraid to listen to your message. I truly didn't answer it for like 30 minutes because I was like,
I truly appreciate you for being a fantastic spouse and friend, for not trying to get me to watch it.
I'm so glad
because
you did
not. I think I would probably have an aneurysm.
Yeah, you would have.
My response was, hey, buckle up. Yeah. You're like, I'm only 10 minutes in. And I was like, buckle up. Also, please make sure Leon is in a different room with
his
canceling headphones on
for
his health and safety. Like, this was really, really bad.
Yeah, trigger warning.
I definitely appreciate you guys for that.
Ramona doesn't get it because she's a fucking monster. I am sorry. She is a fucking monster.
True monster. And to just to quote you.
Yeah.
You said, I cannot believe they're airing this on national television.
Agreed.
It is not Housewives bad. It is bad, bad.
It is so bad. They canceled Dallas on us, which I'm like, I have a lot of unanswered questions about Dallas. I want to know if Cameron moved into her house. I want to know if Brandy's baby had fetal alcohol syndrome. I want to know if...
Yeah, like the fallout of Cameron. Like, are there consequences for how horribly they behaved on Twitter, which is probably what got us canceled?
Yeah, really.
But Dallas canceled. I want more Tiffany.
I need to know more. I need. There's questions that we'll never have an answer to, and it pisses me off.
Allegedly, it's a pause, but it's not gone.
I saw all the statements they made on social media. It's done.
I think it's done.
It's done because every one of them. It's almost like they wrote eulogies to the show. Every cast member.
I also love Brandy and who's that one? Tequila,
Carrie.
So the last moments of them on TV is that like that weird reunion because they had COVID.
Oh my god,
so, like,
I know.
They were in like the back room with like horrible lighting and it's just, like they're like on the giant screens in the chairs. Like I was like, ooh,
yeah, that's how we're gonna remember them.
What is it? You either die a hero or stay long enough to become a I don't know. I continue
to try to come up with that. That's fantastic. I don't know what just happened. You definitely had a Carrie moment. Tequila. That's all you had to say.
Tequila. It takes it out of me to do that. I used to lose my voice when we did Dallas cover.
I know.
Tequila. Okay, we have to stop putting this off. So
yes,
we opened with like last week, Ramona being like, I don't get it. A Jewish party for black people?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, so we're already going in bad.
Yeah. And then she's.
So we cut right back into where we left off. We're at the Black Shabbat.
Mm-hmm. And she's in the kitchen eating. Archie is like, where's Ramona? And they're like, she's literally in the kitchen eating a plate of food. Archie's like, she's a grown up. And I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, she was like, is she that hungry?
Yeah.
And Archie looks truly concerned. Archie was not ready.
No.
For this group of women.
No.
And then Ramona's in the kitchen ranting to the chef.
Oh my God, I know.
Like destroying the plate. Because
just going
like
to town.
Resetting the plates and like just eating. Like
eating corn, whatever the hell she was eating.
It's like a succotash or something. I don't know.
What a bitch.
And she's like, oh, so what do I say? Like, what do I call you? Like, the waitress, hostess, host.
Now you got used to stewardess, now flight attendant.
She, then, they. And it's like, I was like, good, Ramona, let's just cover all the bases. Like, you've already been anti-Semitic, you've already been racist. Let's be transphobic, too.
Yeah, let's just get it all out of the way. Just get it all out of the way.
Like, do it all. And she's like, yeah, I'm just hangry. Ugh. And I was like, I don't think being hungry causes racism, anti-Semitism, transphobia, homophobia. Last time I was hungry, suddenly become those things. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never been that hungry. Maybe she worked all day, showed houses, didn't eat. Oh, wait, that's what she said. What a fucking cunt.
By worked all day, it's like she went to the realtor thing and punched the guy in the face.
She punched the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. I hate her.
Yeah, this poor chef, too, like just having to listen. Imagine, too, because being a chef is a very hard. Like, I know it's not easy. But it's like she's probably been on her feet all day and she's watching her own and just. Destroy everything and being like, what the fuck do I do with this woman?
And she's like saying all these horrible things. And she's like, what do I do?
Like, I've been on my feet all day. I've worked all day. And I was like, I bet this chef has worked all day and not gotten to eat. The eat on your feet thing where it's, oh.
And then Luann is like laughing because she's uncomfortable. I laugh when I'm uncomfortable too. I'm not going to lie. I do. But Luann's in the fucking confessional like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like,
I don't think that Luann was uncomfortable though. I think Luann was reveling and being like, "At least I'm not the one. Like, it's not me. I don't look bad." Like, she knew to just like sip her Diet Coke and stay quiet. Like, and just she loves to see Ramona fuck up. She loves to see anyone fuck up.
Oh yeah, it's about to happen because Sonia's getting sloppy.
Oh my God.
Well,
they're going to do soul searching. Like Archie says, soul searching. Interrupts and goes, no, I want to. So what is in your heart, Archie? What is in your heart? I was like, Ramona, I don't want to read. I don't want to read anymore. I don't want to read.
So stupid. You don't get it, Ramona. I was screaming, shut the fuck up, Ramona, at the television. I couldn't fucking take it. Right. So we finally, oh God, we had to ask Sonia a question. We had to.
So what's in your heart? Would you say what makes your heart grow or something, or your soul, what makes your soul something? And she's like, connection, one-on-one connection.
Yeah. Then she goes on and on and on. And Ramona's like, oh my God. And then Ramona said something. And then drunk Sonia says out loud at a Shabbat dinner to Ramona, you're jealous, bitch. And I was like, oh boy.
She goes on a full diatribe and then she goes, don't you ever shush me, social climbing, for what?
Find a purpose! Find a purpose!
Well, because she's like, calm down. Losing your head. And she's like, she's like, well, you don't even have one. It's like, fine.
Find a purpose.
It was a full blown. It was like a Tennessee Williams level. Like
it was crazy.
You could do this monologue for
it was
audition.
Worse than it was worse than Wells Fargo. Worse than the Morgan letters. It
pounding
was
on the table.
Oh my God! It was
like I was like something that table's gonna break because she was like something's strong when she's mad. She gets mad strength.
She's crazy. Like in a good way. I don't mean that.
Find
a fucking purpose,
Ramona.
I raise money, Ramona. What do you do? You just spend it. Find a fucking purpose.
I throw benefits, and it would be. I don't do this.
$1,200 ticket.
It's $1,200 for the wine that's donated. I drink $1,200 worth of wine before I come.
Find a purpose.
Me being God, drunk guys. On $1,200 worth of any alcohol benefits everyone. That's
I kind of wish we had that clip of that whole fucking rant. It was so fucking good.
This is the second time in a row for New York. Fuck.
I wish we had that clip of her going off because it was
It's a month. We could perform it. Like I want someone to do it.
It was enough where Ebony was like, can we have a timeout for the white people?
They cut to Ebony. Was that when they cut to Ebony just holding the wine glass?
Yes. That's what she's like. Can we get a timeout for the white people?
She's like about to take a sip, but not like it's like doing the like find a spot on the wall and just focus on that, like to calm down. you can see like she's chugging it. But we do have Brian just chugging.
Oh my God.
God bless you, Brian.
And then we have this gorgeous
black people. Or let's have the white people be quiet.
Yeah, let's time out on the white people.
So now segregation? Now you're
segregating? God, right? Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, stop it. Just stop it. And this beautiful pregnant woman, gorgeous.
Lenara
was trying to tell her story, and Ramona had to keep interrupting her, telling her about her story. I'm just like, oh my God, Ramona, stop it. Stop it.
Lenara said less than a year ago.
Yeah.
She was like, I feel powerful and strong right now because my heart's full because less than a year ago, my son and I almost died. He was born
29 weeks.
And then wait, hold on.
Hold on. What? You said
the baby's born 29 early.
9 weeks?
Because it should be 40 weeks. And it's 29. So it's early. And it's like, she's getting it.
She's talking, Ramona. Let her tell her story.
Yeah. But the doctors wouldn't give her pain medicine because she had fibroids, which I don't know what that is, but I know it's very painful.
Fibroids are horrible. Yes, I've had them.
Yeah. I don't Google health things because I will then you'll start have to them. Think that yes, I have them. I yeah. Have them. but I know that they're horrible. But they so are. She had them. They wouldn't give her the pain meds on time.
Yeah.
And so the pain
induced
caused
labor.
Her to induce early. And then they almost died.
And then Ramona, of course, had to.
Well, because how would a white woman be treated differently?
I wasn't treated differently. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And then Lenara very calmly, the grace of
the Lenara, grace. Oh my God. You're
true
right.
Grace. Cause she's like, well, actually a study came out last week that showed that this and there's plenty of facts to back it up. And there really are lots of studies and facts that this happens very often in healthcare. But Ramona's like, no, you know what? Actually, when I gave birth to my daughter, Avery, and it was in so much pain. And guess what? The nurse, she was a black nurse. And I was like, I need pain medicine. Fuck you. Fuck you. And then I couldn't even have a second child because of the pain. Because of that pain. So that's why I didn't have another baby.
Because she had a black nurse who wouldn't listen to her.
Ramona.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ramona.
Enough.
I
literally sat there mouth agape the whole time. I was like,
I just couldn't believe the calmness of Leonard. I was like,
I all three of them as just like, and Archie and the I can't even talk. I just it's
poor Archie was flustered, a normal person's response to this, where it's like,
yeah,
and she just goes, Ebony, from across the table. She's like, Ebony, what is going on?
I know.
Are you okay? Are we okay? What's going on?
Yeah.
But
and Ramona's like, true. Oh, it's just my personality. I'm like, no, Ramona, if that's your personality, you have a massive character flaw. It's not okay. Just because you say it's your personality does not make it okay. Stop it.
And that's not a person. She's full trumping out. Right
yeah.
Now.
100%. Sorry.
Bizarre.
But it was
and then
terrible.
She's like, I have to go.
I can't believe. And then Ebony said, God damn it, at a Shabbat table. I'm like, what's happening here? Look, I'm not religious. I don't believe in God or anything like that. But I do believe that saying God damn it at a Shabbat table, probably not the best thing.
I think that was the least bad thing that was said at that Shabbat table.
You're 100% right. You're right. You're 100% right.
She might as well have been saying, peace be with you. And also with you.
And also with you. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah. Ramona getting production involved to make them call her.
Oh my God, an Uber. And then she's like, I'm trying to change. I've changed. And bless Sonia. Bless her fucking heart. Bless her fucking heart. She comes back. Not only does she apologize, but then she defends Ramona. Oh, she has changed. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? It's too much.
Yeah. Even, yeah, but
and then I don't know why I wrote this. And it's
are we closing this up soon?
I don't know why I wrote this, and it's probably horrible. Probably going to get us canceled. When Ramona left, I said, Shabbat, she gone.
Bye. Bye. I even also tell like the, like when she asked, I think it was like Nathan, the producer or something, but he's like,
yeah,
okay, then we can order you an Uber. Like he's like, order an Uber. She's like, I need it right now. I've been on my feet all day and I'm tired. Listen to my body.
I have to listen to my body. It's after 9 o'clock.
And like the sound person is like, I don't want to be in this scene. Like they're like ducking down, like under, like, trying to hide behind the staircase, but holding like the whatever that
sound thing. The boom mic.
Boom mic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was a fucking true nightmare. 100% a true fucking nightmare.
It was terrifying. I was like, are we going to have to talk about this?
Yeah. And it doesn't.
Not in a way, like it should be talked about, but I was just like, how are we going to, like, I was like, what the fuck?
It doesn't get any better after this.
At least Sonya gets to clear. Now that she's cleared, cleared her mind, she gets to clear her bladder out in the driveway.
Oh my God.
Here's steps from a proper bathroom.
They're like, the bathroom's right there. She's like, no, I'm going to go right here.
And then she goes, whoa, went like a racehorse.
I think Sonya's my soulmate.
Maybe.
I hear it. It was like a hard pee. Like, you know, you really, like, I was like, that was like a racehorse. Like, unless they did a sound effect.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So the next day, they say next day. I don't feel like it's really next day. Anyway.
That couldn't be the next day.
I know.
Sonya'd have to be laid up in bed. Yeah, unless there's some drug we don't know about that makes you not get hungover.
Right. So I guess...
it's called repeated use. She's just used to it. She drinks so damn much. It's not a big deal for her.
Going.
She probably can't function if she doesn't drink the night before.
No shit, right?
It's the water pills.
So, yeah, it's the water pills. So, Luann goes over to Ramona's. And Ramona is acting like she wasn't rude. She's like, I don't recall being rude. I'm like, what the fuck?
And she's like, I'm not here for you to throw me over the fire or over the coals or whatever.
And then she deflected. She pulled the old razzle dazzle about Sonya. It's like, what? And then Luann's trying to talk to her. And literally, Ramona will not let her speak an entire sentence. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys, I can't deal with this anymore. I really can't. Like, stop with it.
Is Ramona starting to lose it?
Yeah.
Because like, she is of an age where it could be happening. I'm just, like, I mean, literally.
She's
like,
in her 60s, yes.
Because I was like, what? Like, and to the point where she's like, forgetting things and just like, like, she's always been aggressive. She's always been awful. The super cut package that we got.
Oh, that was so great.
From season one. Like, I just even set so it on the good. Bridge. Like,
when she's going after Alex McCord,
going after Simon, going after Luann, going after. Like, it was, because that lasted like a good, like, almost minute. I think.
Yeah, it's
like
fucking fantastic.
But I was like, God bless the producer or editors, whatever. Yeah. I was like, yes, because that, like, super, just
fantastic.
Been horrible. And everyone's like, fire Ramona. She's going to be fired. They already filmed, like, some, like, summer house
version. Yeah, with her and fucking Teresa and Jill, maybe? Was Jill Zarin? I don't know.
Jill, they're doing another one with housewives that have been fired. That one's going to be fun.
I can't
that's
wait
messy
for that.
Ugh,
I can't wait for that. I don't know how Luann can sit there, honestly, even cast member, friend, whatever you want to call it. And how can she sit in front of this woman and let her just spew the fucking nonsense that she spews when you know she's full of shit? How do you not knock this bitch upside the head?
Total lies. And the fact that they're like, oh, well, Sonya's delusional. We have to hold her accountable. But I'm like, no, Ramona's delusional. Ramona's actually.
I feel like I'm watching a train about to crash and I can't get her off the train. I'm just like, stop.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
And there's only one way, it's rock bottom. But I was like, no, it's, you know what?
Let's
I don't feel like I'm watching a train about to crash. I feel like I just saw one the night before.
Yeah.
And you were that you caused it. Off the rails.
It's one should have to hit rock bottom to get help. That's the last place you want to be. If it happens, I'm sorry, but don't.
And if you're wearing a floral dress, Palm Beach, when it happens, I'm really
you
sorry.
Shouldn't wait till your friend hits rock bottom to say something. You know what I mean? To try and do something.
Yeah, but they like can not at a bar.
Yeah, not at a bar, not on camera. If you really care about her, fucking try and help her. But you don't. You don't really care about her. Period.
They don't. Period. They just love to, Ramona especially loves to, like, from the first season Sonya was on, she loves to get Sonya messy and then be like, Sonya's too messy. Like she can't handle her alcohol. Like
yes.
Like
sets her up.
She uses Sonya to deflect from her own behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so razzle dazzle. She loves to stand next to. She will truly, like, especially in the early seasons, like the one where Aviva's on, like.
Oh God, yes.
But like Sonya's, Ramona's little like drinking buddy. She's like, mm-hmm. thing is, she can't handle her alcoholic me, and she doesn't know, but she's still
turtle
pouring,
time,
like, topping mm-hmm. off the wine, like just, but like topping off Sonya's wine, and it's like if you know she can't handle it, like if you know yep. she's a lightweight.
Yep.
But then she'll be like, "Whoa, Sonya's so messy. It was Sonya. Mm-hmm. Sonya brought a man home." I can't do Ramona's annoying laugh where she's like. I'm glad that I can't. That
and she acts like she's never sloppy. I mean, we all know Turtle Time. We all remember very well. Mm-hmm. And, Ramona has a different version. Okay. Sonya gets sloppy. Ramona just gets, like, more herself, if that makes sense.
She gets problematic and she leaves. Like, Ramona.
She does leave. Ramona's she likes to dip the fuck out. Like, yeah.
Well, and even if it's not, like, not just Shabbat, but, like, she loves to leave an event to go fuck a guy. Like she's always getting like
she's trying to get dipped down. Like, yeah,
I don't sleep around, and it's like yes you do. Like, I yes, loved when do. They had that hot mic what, like a few episodes ago. Where yeah, she's like, you know my address, right?
He says no.
Like, you know my address, right? I can't imagine sex with him around. What would that be like?
Well, I heard shits during sex. I heard that's what I heard.
Oh yeah, right there. Go hard. Go. Hard. Oh God, that's it. That's the spot. Yeah, thank you. Uh huh. Yeah, daddy.
And then she critiques him.
What's your name? Anyways, I don't know you. Get out of my house. Go to Sonya's townhouse. Here's the locks to get in. And just pretend that you slept with her so I can call her a slut tomorrow, okay?
And don't worry about the shit on the sheet. It's just makeup.
It's not shit. It's makeup. Casey.
I can't.
What's Sonya's done? Coco.
Coco. Where was Coco? Where was Coco? Did Coco die?
No, Coco's still with us.
Okay.
Coco's lived longer than the housewife.
I know, Chip. Because she's like, Avery's not here. Coco's not here. I'm all by myself. And I'm like, where the fuck's Coco?
Then where is Coco?
Yeah, where the fuck is Coco?
I'll tell you where Marley is.
Oh, I know where Marley is. We'll talk about that when we get back. Let's go take a quick break. We'll play the clip of the week and pay some bills, and we will be right back.
Oh, God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week, our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week, girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh. The clip of the week, yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah, play
okay.
it.
Okay.
Clip of the week.
Hey, baby. I feel bad because I know Leah likes to see us.
I know.
I missed her at Shabbat.
I missed her at Shabbat.
I was like, I was missing my finger. Having her at Shabbat is so important. Oh, Jesus. Is he humping your arm?
Marley's humping my arm.
You're like any other guy. You have your stomach full and now you're ready to have sex.
Right.
Is that funny how men are? As soon as they eat dinner, they're like,
Marley, you're just full and humping.
Yeah. Usually he humps Ramona's dog. You didn't bring your dog.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for these two to meet.
I got her fixed.
Bonus clip of the week. Ooh, clip of the week, yeah, bonus.
After the poop settled and I started plunging it, it turned into poop soup.
Yeah.
When you get the poop soup and you plunge it and it goes on the floor, that's really bad.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Scarlett looks more gorgeous than ever.
Oh, God.
I love these glasses.
Thank you. I got them from Zenni Optical. They're aviators. They're like rose gold. I kind of never gone that way before, so I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Love them. I got matching sunglasses, prescription sunglasses, another pair of glasses just in case. And I think Leon got like three or four
pairs. I did,
pairs.
But Allison didn't notice how nice my glasses are. It's
okay. Come on, stop it.
It's okay. It happens.
Leon looks great too, but Scarlett, I can't help it with you.
Thanks, girl.
Wait, but can I get glasses that aren't prescription because I don't need a prescription.
Yeah. You can get anything from Zenni. You can get prescription, non-prescription. They have
safety glasses.
Safety glasses. They got it all. We got like all like six pair of glasses with shipping, lenses, the whole nine for what it's going to cost me for one pair at the optometrist.
Oh my God.
It's fucking
with the
insane.
Same frame?
Yeah.
No. So
well,
I got
kind of the same frame, same style, yeah. But so
I got
expensive.
I got a pair of aviator sunglasses prescription, and we're old, so it's multifocal prescriptions.
Yeah, I got bifocals.
But normally the cost of a decent pair of aviators is $150-$200.
Yeah.
For a decent pair, you can get the cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, you can.
But for mine, that I think they were like $50. Now Scarlett's a little more blind than I am, so hers were like $70.
I got like super thick lenses. Yeah.
But like she said, six pair of glasses. Less than what the cost of just one pair of prescription glasses for Scarlett would have been.
I love it.
with insurance. We have insurance.
Yeah. That's with insurance. So I couldn't even imagine what it would be without insurance. So
I do think that Zinni does do stuff with your flexible spending accounts, your health spending accounts.
Or HSAs,
So that's technical. You have to check them.
Well, but that is such a deal. I wanna get some of my own. I want the aviators because I'm obsessed. Yes. So what code can I use?
Yeah, no, just go to our website, rhorpodcast.com/sponsors, and click on the Zinni link and you'll get free shipping with your order.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, it just depends. They have a bunch of different other things too.
So many great things.
If you're a teacher, first responder, anything else, you can sign up for that. Frontline workers, you can sign up and they'll verify it and you'll get 10% off your order. Yeah. We get that because of what I do for a living. So it's a great thing.
Yeah. So go and check it out at our website. Click the Zinni link and get some awesome glasses.
Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
I met the first man I had an emotional affair with online. He was far away, but he provided me with all of the emotional validation that my marriage was lacking. The first time we talked, he showed an interest in me as a person. It was refreshing.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, what's it?
I remembered because I did the flashback and Leah's on the phone with Ebony and Leah's like, I'm gonna hang up now. I don't want to do this anymore.
That's how all of us felt this week. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna turn this off now. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right, Leon, just let us know when we're back.
I mean, we've been back for like 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
Because we're talking about
stuff. Well, we're all low energy. Come on. I'm like the Wolf of Wall Street over here, just like
she's fucking drinking everything. She's gonna lose function in her leg. She's gonna fall down the stairs, crawl back up. It's gonna be fantastic. And yeah,
I found a quaalude on the street.
Oh, Marley. So Ebony, we'll just I can't remember if this happened. I'm so sorry, guys. Bad week. Ebony finds out from her DNA detective. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah,
DNA detective.
DNA detective.
Do they just have fake jobs like this on all the franchises?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to get one. I do too.
I want to be
some
DNA
sort of like just like a.
I would just like you guys to cut a commercial like you're supposed to.
Motherfucker.
We do our best.
Try. Yeah. Stop. So we find out that Ebony has a father. Who is one of three brothers, but by age narrows it down, and he is alive with three daughters, right?
Yes, or it's still a possible thing.
Possible.
But all three matches.
Yep.
Could be her father.
Could be.
And that's so Ebony's so excited and happy, and I'm happy for her. And I was like, thank God we have a happy scene.
No kidding. Her makeup was that blue eyeshadow was gorgeous on her.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ebony looked hot.
Stunning.
This whole episode, including at Shabbat. That was my favorite look at Shabbat.
Oh, really? You think?
She looked really good.
She looked fantastic. So then Ebony goes over to Sonia's.
Yes, to discuss.
To discuss what happened at Shabbat. And Marley.
And again, they say the next day. And I was
it's weird, right? It's like a lot of things are happening next day, right?
Yeah, so Sonia has like she puts out the she's like charcuterie. Okay, Emma.
Yeah, Emma.
Get the wine, get the snacks. Emma's coming.
And her other assistant. Intern. Oh.
Who's really excited to meet Ebony. I guess maybe she's a fan.
Yeah.
She freaked out. She hopped right up and was like, hi. And like I was like, and Ebony was very gracious as she always is. It was fine, but
they
get a beautiful tray of like cheese and prosciutto and crackers. Nothing I love more than like just prosciutto, like a snack plate.
Can't eat prosciutto made of pork.
A little prosciutto.
A little prosciutto.
Can't wait for Jersey to come back. Oh,
I know.
Best meat plates.
Oh my God. So Marley.
I'm not just talking about Frank.
Marley is stealing all the prosciutto and
what is with these New York ladies' dogs?
Well, at least Marley was very sweet and kind about it. Did not make a mess.
She the corner ones. She, the crackers got displaced.
She
by
did
the end
move
a little
the
bit.
Crackers a little bit. However,
she did though.
She was very
this
polite.
This is on Sonya and Ebony though, because they were right there, and like Marley took the whole. It wasn't just one steal.
It was like four rolls.
Full. It was Ramona in the kitchen with a staff.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
So she just eating everyone's thing.
Yeah,
she got it. 100%. Marley was well fed that night.
She was the fucking star of this episode. And then Ebony mentioned, you know, yeah, I believe Martin, our favorite guru,
yes,
Martin Snow.
Flashback.
He has unleashed something in Sonya, but the only time Sonya has the balls to do it is when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, let's see what happens. Why can't you do that sober? Stand up for yourself when you're sober.
Was she, do you think she had that whole, because there was like a bottle of tequila in front of her mm-hmm. as a dinner.
Yeah.
And it was like halfway drank.
Yeah. Remember they were trying to bless it and she pulled it away. She wanted yes. to bless it.
Well, it's like, it's Casamigos and it's like, uh-huh. like it's the blonde, like Blanco. So it's white. So it's
right.
So that halfway turn, it looks like it was like a cute little like water jug to like refill.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, that's but do you think she drank like all of that?
I believe she probably did.
Like no one else was just having the straight.
I don't know.
People were having margaritas that were being like,
yeah.
I mean, probably prepared. Like,
yeah,
but I was like,
she was taking
I don't
that
see
whole
anyone
bottle.
Else just.
She
like,
tried
just
to
self-serve
get.
It, like,
she wanted her to bless it before she blessed the wine.
Just not even on ice. Like,
it was
just
straight up.
The tequila straight into a cup.
Hardcore man. It's hard fucking core, bro.
Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? We're really musical this week.
Great. Just got you guys to not screech on the microphones. Now they're going to tell us to stop singing on the microphones.
Never. Yeah. I will never stop singing on the microphone. So yeah, then she says, do you remember what you did?
Oh, yeah.
She's a little
like,
upset.
I do have to drag you. Or she's like, I do have to say, fuck you. She's like, yeah. I very kindly said, oh, I do have to say, though, fuck you, my friend.
So do you like, know that you peed in the driveway? She's like, ah, yeah.
Yeah, God bless Sonya. Oh, these things happen in Saint-Tropez. I call it Saint-Tropez. They know. I just pee everywhere. I've done worse. I do that everywhere.
Oh,
it's marking my territory. Marley taught me. It's also how we get our food. We just steal food. And it's, but you would think you like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no.
Well, at least it was the driveway. But yeah. Like, I think that's which is bad that that's my reaction. But, like, my Virginia's showing. But, like, well, at least it was just the driveway and not like.
I mean, I pee in the driveway almost every day.
It was bizarre. They're like, they say to
okay,
her.
Okay, you're right. That's true. She, my driveway.
The driver or the butler or whoever he was is like, you're literally standing next to the door to the bathroom. The bathroom's right here. No, can't do it. Gotta do it right here. Gotta go.
Just hikes up her sequin dress.
Oh my God. And he was like, oh.
She doesn't even squat.
No, she stood full stand. Full stand, yeah, dude.
So Sonya's magic. She can like
she
drink
is.
Wine through a mask, but also
and she can.
How did you not get it on your dress? Like,
I know.
Full stand,
or
like, just,
you know, it was all over her legs. It had to have been. It had to have been all over her legs.
Imagine it was because that drive back was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So she's just sitting in her pee the whole.
Yeah. I don't think she cares. I don't think she thought it was funny. I thought it was gross.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I would have been like, I'm so
Leon,
sorry.
Turn
this
your
is my future ex-wife. I love this woman.
Oh my God. Okay. Well.
On to the next scene.
Now I realize why that they won't interview.
Uh huh.
Emma won't get back to me.
Uh-huh.
Sonya saw me and heard me, and
she
knows
fell in love with you.
That we're yeah okay. that you know
Taylor Swift. It's a love
she
story.
She'd be a home
yes.
wrecker,
right.
and she
that's
doesn't right. want to do that to you, Scarlett. So that's uh-huh. why we can't get the interview. I get it now.
Okay, well, as long as we have that figured out.
She's the screech. She's the screech whisperer. Sonya's doing. Emma, write another.
Emma,
excuse me, Emma.
Create another iTunes account.
Say the word in Saint-Tropez. Say this is Saint-Tropez, not Santro Screech. It's not Screech-Tropez.
It's not Screech-Tropez. Yeah.
Luann at some.
I thought
beautiful restaurant.
The restaurant reminded me. There's a restaurant. There's several locations in New York, but there's this one called Jackson Hole. It's you know named mm-hmm. after the city in Wyoming, a burger joint, and it looked just like that. So I'm wondering if that's what they were. I don't know. Anyway,
they lingered on the sign out front.
Oh, did they?
It had a font that I couldn't quite
okay.
read, and I didn't care enough to do it, but I was
right.
like, oh, they must be hey, we'll show your restaurant if you
agree to let us film here. Yeah.
Yeah. And that might add to why she, because she was losing her shit and being like, look at this place.
And then she said that she comes here all the time. Why are you fucking freaking out then? If you're here all the time, why is this such a big surprise to you right now?
Because she thinks she's an actress. I mean, what part of this are y'all not understanding? She's acting.
I forgot for a second.
She's acting for the television.
It's acting.
I forgot for a second.
I'll tell you one thing, Leah. You can sing. Not as good as me. Life's a cabaret and I'm an actress.
Yeah,
I love
it. Mean, come on.
Let's not forget, I played Roxy Hart on Broadway too. Anyway, fuck you, Rinna.
What do I want for Christmas? Just you. I was singing that this week.
Oh my God.
To myself, and I was like, I'm ashamed.
I love it so much.
I don't know why I just said that out loud, but I'm ashamed that I was like, shame on you, Allison. Mm-hmm. What do I want for Christmas? Just you. Yeah, so on top of her ridiculous acting,
yeah,
let's talk about the Selena sweatshirt.
Well, I have that written down. I want it so bad. I don't want the turtleneck part, but I was like,
are the good-eye sleeves a part of it? Or
yes.
I don't know why she did the turtleneck underneath. Maybe it's okay. Okay, I love it.
I want it. I need it.
But Luann, on Luann?
No, on Luann it doesn't make sense, but it would make sense on me.
I don't know. I was just like, Luann, I'm like, is this foreshadowing for like the next cabaret she's covering?
Oh my fucking God. If she even thinks that she can even touch Selena in her cabaret, I will I have no money, but I do have a specific set of skills and I will find you and I will fucking kill you.
Let's not say that out loud for real.
What you just said. I can't repeat it.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I shouldn't say. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear nothing.
I heard nothing. You heard nothing. You saw
lawsuits,
nothing.
Lawsuits, please email Allison at rhorpodcast.com.
Two L's, and I will handle that. I will get my attorney right on that.
Oh, my gosh. So, Ramona shows up, and Ebony shows up.
Leah gets off Snapchat or after whatever,
off of FaceTime or whatever, and then we have to listen to Ramona not let a girl talk about her time in jail.
Yeah, so they're meeting with. So this is Luann being like, "Oh, I'll show you friends in charity. I work with you." Like it's like, okay, we're having these charity.
And let's not forget, Ramona's the same one that you took to that charity who showed her ass. With Bethany in the kitchen.
It's like Fortune House or like something house.
Fortune House or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's for...
It's so great that they've grown so much.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, if you've just gotten out of prison...
Yeah, like, it's like a halfway house.
Help
like,
you get
yeah,
on your feet mm-hmm, yep. and like support a community.
Fantastic
and,
organization.
Yes.
And Luann has brought so much awareness. They've grown from just 40 beds to over 100 beds. Fantastic. But,
I think Bravo airing them has. I don't... Luann's kind of...
Luann's involvement, I should say. Luann's involvement.
Intentions are good.
Yes.
Execution is poor.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Let's not forget. But, I mean, I don't believe in that, but yeah.
So there's various, I think two women. And a gentleman?
Just two women. Younger woman and an older woman.
But they share their stories about how it's helped, like how, I believe it's, if it's not, I don't know, I should just Google it right now.
Well, she, the younger girl, she was talking about how she went to prison because someone was killed in a crime that she was a part of, but didn't know the person had died.
She was outside and heard a gunshot.
Correct.
So wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time.
And then
time.
Didn't report it. So it's like, what? Right. I don't even know that she said that she was involved.
Yeah,
like
you're right. I think she said that, but I could be wrong. But either way, she was convicted. Yeah, for being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's like conspiracy, but she was 17
very
years old.
Andy Dufresne. Yeah.
Yeah, got stuck at Rikers Island, which mm-hmm. is harsh. And then the, like didn't get a court date for like months and months and then had to serve 3 years because she...
Yep.
The system kind of forced her to just say like, she's guilty even though you're not.
Have, mm-hmm.
And Ebony was like, mm-hmm. Everyone was like, no, that's actually impossible because it's not how our system works. And I was like, Ramona.
It happened.
And also, but she's like, no, I ask questions. I'm like a lawyer. And I'm like, you know who's like a lawyer? Ebony
who is a lawyer.
There's that. But also, it's like, I can't imagine being like, I had to be in prison.
I'd rather be 3 years in Rikers than sit next to fucking Ramona Singer at a fucking dinner.
Explaining to someone, no, I wrongfully spent like 3 years in Rikers and the other, who knows?
No, that's not right. That's not true.
But having Ramona say, no, you didn't. And it's like,
yeah, no,
yes, I did. Like,
Who the fuck does she think she is?
No, the system doesn't work that way. That's not how it goes. Mm. It's not how it is.
That pissed me off so bad.
Oh, and then Ramona takes, because the older woman of the two, and
yes,
and by no means old, but just
no, like, significantly older. Yes,
young. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's like, oh, I, even though I was in and out of prison, that wasn't even my lowest. My lowest was just like,
right,
it had struggled with, I guess, drug and alcohol stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But beautiful story that she like got, she's gotten better. She's on her feet.
Yeah.
And then Ramona, of course, is like, now I have to ask you, if you had a friend. And like, I think even Luan goes, God, Ramona, like, don't do this.
We all know who you're talking about.
She's like, if I had a friend and her name was Monia.
Her name rhymed with Sonia.
Her name might be, you know what? She's on it. Her name might be Trainwreck.
but then Luann says Sonia's name, and just like the next fucking sentence.
Please tell me it's not about Sonia.
Don't let it be about Sonia. It's about Sonia.
It's about Sonia.
It's about Sonia.
But it's like, can we not make this about, like, Ramona trying to push this, like, Sonia's a train wreck.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, really pushing. She's stretching hard. Sonia's
a drug addict. She's a alcoholic. She needs help. She's gonna die. Like, and it's like, I don't...
And
unless there's stuff, like...
At one point, Ebony said that most Americans are like Ramona. I'm like, motherfucker, don't lump me in with this bitch. Well, don't ever lump me in with Ramona.
I talked to, like, you guys and three other people, so I don't know.
I have more mind depth than you. What the fuck is mind depth? Who the fuck? Ramona, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, Ramona said mind depth. I was like, mind depth? What is?
What the actual fuck?
I have more mind depth than the average person.
They're all like, they called her out. Luann's like, what? What? What is mind depth?
Luann's like, this is my best episode yet.
She scored all the points.
Sipping Diet Cokes, and I believe this week that it was Diet Cokes.
Yes, like, I believe she was 100% sober because there's no way. Like,
she's so lucid, and she's just having the time of her life.
She's loving it.
Ramona put her foot in her mouth. Like,
watch.
And it's beyond, though, because they keep being like, oh, Ramona puts her foot in her mouth. And I'm like, no, this is beyond
it's
foot
too
in her
mouth.
This is not like, oh, yeah. I said something about like a husband cheating or something, like the typical housewives.
Mm-hmm. But, it's too
like,
much.
Yeah, Luann's just like, oh, like, she like, chokes on her soda.
She says, what? What is mind depth? I was like, roasted.
So roasted.
And that's pretty much it this week.
Yeah, I think it is. Oh, yeah. The one thing, though, I will say, just with Luann, only because I was really bored during Luann, Ramona, Luann's house scene.
Yeah,
me too. But I love it. Like, Ramona's like, no, well, what about, you know, you with alcohol has gotten into it. And she's like, no. Don't put this on me. And it's like, yeah, don't. Luann's always like, I'm like, well, you did do some pretty bad stuff. Like, you.
Yes. I tell you, these ladies love to remind themselves, remind each other of the shit they've done. It's like, guys.
That's what they do.
Guys, can we just move forward? Okay.
Yeah. Can we move forward? Not backwards.
Yeah, really.
And can we not wear turtlenecks under cute
Selena sweaters? Yeah, turtleneck's not a good look. Not really.
No, and it was a white turtleneck. It was very,
it was beigey. It's like off-white.
But like underneath, it was like mom that comes to volunteer in the kindergarten class.
Yeah. Or supposed to bring the snacks for the soccer game and it's a little chilly out. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I'm going to wear that under the soccer jersey, teacher, because I support the team.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yep. Well, that was New York this week, guys.
Yes, we're bitty bitty dun dun.
I'm not sure what next week holds for us. I'm hoping a little less racism, a little less anti-Semitic, a little less homophobic. But since Ramona's still on the show, probably not.
Probably not. I hope for some more Leah IRL and not on a screen.
Yes.
Because it's annoying. And I don't know how she's quarantining, but also she's like, anyways, got to have dinner with Kiki. And I'm like, wait.
No, Kiki came home. Yeah, I think it's because her quarantine was over. Kiki came home.
Okay, but because on the phone with Ebony, she was like, oh, I'm going to go have dinner with Kiki. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that I confused Kiki with her sister.
Her sister, yeah. And that was before.
Her sister is like, yeah, whatever. Get
it's
her sister
weird.
On the show.
Yeah, get her sister on this.
Like, somehow bother all the women.
Oh, but my God. Her sister loves to call everybody out, too. I love it so much. What?
She was just mean mug and scowl, but yeah, it was
I'm guessing Brashan's gone. We have seen no mention or anything of her.
Yeah, which is a real fucking shame.
Yeah, it is a shame because I love that. She's like stirring the pot. I loved every second of it.
Leah's sister and Brashan on. We shouldn't have had, because I think, again,
could you imagine?
The weakness of this season is 5 cast members.
They need, it's too small. They need more. There's just not enough people. We need Brashan. We need Leah's sister. We need Jill Zarin. We need Bethany Frankel. Mention it all!
We need Ramona Singer to go away.
Yeah.
Jill Zarin, I'm run with a fabulous circle of women. I can't do
Jill Zarin. Zarin Fabrics.
Need Jill. I want more Jill.
Me too. I love Jill.
I bet she's going to do some work on the show. She's like, on like, something problematic's going to happen.
Of course it will. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, God. So, yeah, anyone that we ever praised.
I don't know.
Someone's probably already fucked up while we're recording this. Like, oh, I know. Some sort of tweet has gone out.
Some shit's happened. Yeah, some shit's gone down. Jeopardy's got no host. Jill Zarin said something problematic. I don't know.
Everything's a mess.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you, this has nothing to do with Housewives, but we were watching the news the other night, and they were talking about the earthquake that just happened. Where was it? In Haiti?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And are we... The newscaster said,
"Great."
Nora McDonald totally
Nora,
said.
Was it her name? O'Donnell. Was Nora O'Donnell.
Yeah, she said she's supposed to say.
Nora McDonald. And I was like, "Oh, that."
So
was, that
it was like a 7.3 magnitude earthquake, and she totally said 7.3 magniturd.
She said magniturd.
Norma.
I love
Nora. It's Nora.
Nora.
Oh, Nora. Nora. She we're talking about the earthquake, not about Ramona's bed.
Uh-oh. There it is.
It's the screech of the week.
Screech of the week.
Screech of the week. Oh, my God. That is so funny. But when that happened, Leon and I fucking lost it. Like, I'm like, we shouldn't be laughing because this is tragic. But she just said magniturd. She just said it.
I love seeing newscasters mess up. I think
she powered right through. Powered right through like nothing happened. Well, I would have laughed my ass off.
The wine lady. Like, remember the
grape lady?
They cut to the studio and the two newscasters go, ooh,
wow, that, ouch.
Laughing at
that's my favorite clip of all time from the internet.
You know, that's like one of the first viral videos ever.
That's my favorite clip.
I watched it on Ebom's World. It was like before.
That's it, Ebom's World.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like that and Salad Fingers. Like,
and I know that this name is going to throw you off when I say it because it's a horrible name. But there was also one called Dog Rape. It's not about anyone raping dogs. It's not. It's a black and white film about a dog. I can't tell you. I'll have to look it up and send it to you. It's fucking hilarious.
It's the worst video I've ever seen in my
entire life. I wish the name was different,
life.
But it's fucking hilarious.
Well, didn't Derek Comedy start on Ebom's World too? And then
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to find that link.
I only said that because they have like bro rape and all that. Like a lot of the sketches could now be problematic, but that's where Childish Gambino and stuff. Like,
they started on Funny or Die.
Yeah. That's right. Funny
and
or Die.
And then that's when Will Ferrell bought it.
Wait. Oh, Dog Rape's from Funny or Die.
Yeah. Funny or Die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll send it to you. I got to find it. It's the best thing I've ever seen. You'll laugh your ass off. So anyway, back to non-related news.
Anyways, we're all a mess this week.
I'm having surgery soon, and I'm going to be out for a little bit. So, but we have next week.
Everyone wish Scarlett.
We have next week. We record next week. And then the following week, on the 3rd, is my surgery. So, which falls on a Friday. So we may have no shows that week because I won't be home from the hospital until Sunday.
Yeah, I'll probably get with Allison. I'll get a schedule together and talk to Big Sister, Caitlin, something. We'll make it happen. Because we have advertisers that are...
And that's the 3rd is the beginning of our contest.
Yeah.
For our Podcast One contract. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we keep pushing out content like we did today,
I'm telling
you, see why we won't win. We're really
nailing it, guys.
Oriented by the remote of it all. Like, I feel like it's like my brain was like scrambled. I was like, because it's like 20 different directions.
I know,
like,
it's too much. The fact that we all collectively as Bravo fans have survived this, to me, is astounding. And I feel as though we need to start maybe a support group or possibly a Facebook group to all be able to help each other through this difficult time.
I saw someone tweet, Ramona needs to go off of Bravo and straight to hell. And I was like, okay, Barbara, calm down. Because then I was like, of course, you know, and then I clicked on her Twitter to see like what her life's about. And it's like her other things are like, making muffins, like just a random at home mom. Barbara. But I was like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, she does need to get off Bravo. But like the straight to hell was all caps, and I love reading the crazy.
I know,
like,
I love it so much.
Get off my TV. Get off. And TV. Straight to hell with you.
To hell with you, I say.
Out, damn spot.
Got you. Your husband's in the pool. Anyway, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on pftmedia.com, rhorpodcast.com. You can find links to all of our sponsors. You can buy merch. You can join our Patreon. So many great things on there. You can listen to Allison's other show, Witty Bitch. Fantastic. Check that out. You can call us at 434-214-0045. Leave us a voice message, and you can find us on all the social media platforms.
And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at show@rhorbroadcast. God damn it.
God damn it.
I was going to be like, I can do it by myself.
She's so close, guys. So close.
So close.
So if we want to start a Facebook group about this, the fact that Allison can't get through it, feel free. We will join. We will make you an admin. Okay.
We can like place some sort of non-illegal bets on it. Run a gambling ring over under.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
You can email us at show@rhorpodcast.com. Allison with two L's at rhorpodcast.com. Scarlett with one T at rhorpodcast.com. Or Leon at rhorpodcast.com.
That's it. So, y'all, we're bringing all the energy this week.
We really are. We're weird. You guys, it's a weird week. Please don't hate us.
Still feels weird. We still have one more show to do, and it feels really weird right now.
Hashtag weird week. Weird week.
Hashtag weird week. Yeah. Hashtag diarrhea. Hashtag Beverly Hills made me feel weird too. Hashtag it gave me anxiety diarrhea. Hashtag I already had it. So.
Hashtag my second cup of coffee is doing that right now.
Hashtag
I
shouldn't
drink coffee.
Hashtag bye.
I quit.
Okay.
Oh, but I love you guys.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex. Go, junkie girl.
Bitch, fix your fucking face.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the f*** up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.